Hey, mom.
Yes, mom. Yes, we will be fine. God, will you stop nagging me? Yes, I'm sorry. I was so noisy during the trip here, but it's over now. I can finally stretch my legs. I feel so much better. Just go to your room with dad already. We'll be fine. Jeez, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just a little flushed. It was a hot trip. Yes. I'll keep an eye on the dweeb, okay? You're welcome. Thank you. Love you too. Good night. Dweeb, we need to. What the hell are you doing? Yeah, I can see the bathroom is now free, but can you at least put some clothes on? Or a fucking towel? Yes, it's a big deal. I'm your big sister. In case you've forgotten, you're my little brother. You shouldn't be walking around naked in front of me. No, I do not have memory loss. Yes, I remember what just happened. But look, that was a mistake, okay? We're siblings. Brothers and sisters shouldn't do what we did. Look, I feel so disgusting right now. So this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go take a nice hot shower and clean myself up, and you're gonna lay there and think about what we did. Not in a pervy, weird way. Just try to focus on remembering that we will never, ever speak of it, think of it, let alone do it ever, ever again. And then when I get out of the bathroom, we'll have one last discussion on the subject and settle the matter, and that will be it. It never happened. Now, out of the way, loser. My God, oh my God, oh my fucking God! You fucked your little brother. Your annoying little brother. Your sweet little brother. I rode his fucking cock. God, you fucking slut. What the hell did you do? Oh, he had a boner. It was sticking in my butt. I mean, I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to fuck the cum out of him. Now I know he has one that big. Every time I see him, I'll just feel his cock pressing into me again. His load. I could feel his first shot hitting my cervix. Shit. It's starting to leak out. God. How the hell does he have so much cum in him? His balls had to be filled to the brim. Damn it! Fuck him and his cock. It's so thick. He filled me up so good. I can't believe he stretched me out like that. He was literally fucking my brain as he was fucking my stomach. And I sucked him off. Oh, after. God. I really am a slut. Look, bitch, pull yourself together. It only happened once, and it will not happen again. You can't let it happen again. Just go wash up and let this day end already. Do you like the big sisters? I love them. Touching them, groping them, pinching them, slapping them around and making them bounce. How about my fat ass? Oh my God.
and the juicy part right in your face. My tight little pussy. And the pussy of your big sister. Your cock feels good. I'm so good deep inside of me. Killing you in your cock. Oh, so good. Sweet Jesus, that feels better. Walk it off, just, I'm gonna walk out there and be chill and just not awkward, and I'll show him I'm the boss and he has to listen to me and not do evil perverted shit ever again.
What? Are you fucking smelling my panties, you little fucker?
We agreed. We were gonna just forget about what happens. God damn it. Put your dick away. Jesus. This is what I was afraid of. Look, you're a horny, hormone-ruled young man. If we cross this line again, you'll never think of me as your big sister. As family, you'll think of me as a hot little piece of ass that you fucked senseless. Sleeping next door to you every night, ready to be taken whenever you need her tight little hose. God damn it, I'm not trying to get you hard. I'm trying to prove a point. You can't control yourself. I'm your big sister, not a slutty fuck toy. We're gonna talk about this like mature adults. Did we have sex? Yes. Did we cross the point of no return? I don't think we did. We were in the car so tightly we couldn't really move or even really see each other. All we have left is the sensation of what we did and the fondling. Nothing really that visual, so yes, I know I did suck your dick for a bit, but it doesn't count. Look, we both got horny, circumstances were beyond our control, and we did something we never should have done. I know this isn't going to be easy, but the big thing is making sure Mom and Dad never find out about this. They will fucking freak.
God, they would send me to an all-girl Catholic boarding school or some shit. They've been threatening me for years.
You, fuck, I don't know. You've been their favorite, but you would definitely be seeing a fucking shrink for a few years.
Don't get closer. Please. Put that dick away.
What are you doing? Have we just toned down everything I've said? Look, we're done. I don't...
What are you talking about?
Were you listening in on me while I was fucking taking a shower?
Oh, look, you little perv. Just because I gave you a quick little thrill on the way here doesn't give you the right to...
Fine. Yes, I was masturbating to what we did. It was just me, though. It was just masturbating. It was hot and forbidden, so that made it just... I just had one last time. It was just one last orgasm out of my system. Just like you were doing with my panties. Oh, shit. It's my boyfriend. Look, one-time offer. Go finish up what you were doing in the bathroom. You can even have the pair you were working with. Just think of them as the only trophy, other than your memories, that you'll get from this whole experience. Go!
Hey, babe. Oh my God. It's so amazing hearing your voice right now. You will not believe the torture I've had been forced to live through on this trip. So, get this. My idiot mother packed the car in so tight, I had to ride in my brother's fucking lap for the whole time. Yeah. I know. God, so lame. Well, what? Pain. Don't say that. Look, he's a geek and a loser. But he's my little brother, so I'm the only one who can talk shit about him, okay? Babe, he's my dweeb, so lay off. Thank you. Apology accepted. I was just exaggerating anyway. The ride wasn't that bad. Sure, it was rough. Really rough. Actually, it felt like my guts were getting hollowed out at times, but baby brother made the ride a little bit more pleasurable. What do you mean? What do I mean? He helped pass the time. We told stories, played games. He coated my insides with hot cum. Nothing, babe. I think the signal dropped for a second. No, nothing, babe. God, ew, just a bug. Ew. There are some huge insects in this part of the country, and the biggest one just landed on my leg.
What the fuck are you doing? Back to the bathroom. What the?
Oh, God. No. Nothing's wrong. Bug got bit me a little. Nothing to worry about. Babe, I think I gotta go for a bit. I'll call you right back in a few minutes. Oh, God, what are you doing? You can't just come in here and start eating me out. Oh, higher, higher, a little higher. Oh, God, you're so in so much fucking trouble after this. Keep eating my pussy. A little fucking pervert. How's seeing your sister's pussy, huh? Better than you ever dreamed? Oh, fuck you little pervert. God damn it. Where did a fucking nerd like you learn to eat cunt? How do I taste? Sweet. Tangy. Wet? I taste fucking wet. Oh, you smart ass. I taste wet because you're fucking making me wet. Sister's not. God, you're fucked up. You've gotten what you wanted. Happy? Your big sister, completely naked in front of you. I hope you're happy. Let it sink in. Burn it to memory. 'Cause this. It isn't happening again. Look, I know this is hard. Oh my God. Really, really hard from the looks of things, but we need to solve this.
Okay, it's not okay for you to come in here while I'm talking to my boyfriend and finger me and eat me out and strip me bare butt ass naked, shove your tongue down my throat, and make me fucking come. Son of a bitch. He's calling again. Look, give me a moment, okay? Hey, babe. Sorry about that. I just got a leg cramp. And it was just so bad, I had to just deal with it. The bug? Yeah, dealt with it too. Everything's fine here. Oh, God. Nothing. Like I told you, trip is hell. The AC just broke in, so now I'm all hot and sweaty. I think I need to something to cool off. Don't mind if I suck on an ice pop, do you, babes? No? Thank you so much, babe. You have no idea what it means to me. You know how much I love ice pops. Licking them. Sucking them. Savoring all the juices. So good. I'm so lucky they have my favorite flavor here, too. It's so big. Perfect for my hot mouth. What? Nothing, babe. You know how messy I can get? What's that? It sounds like when I'm sucking your cup. Oh my god. Guess it does. You like what you're hearing, baby? And get your cock out. It's gonna get messy. I'm imagining this is your cock, babe. Yeah, she's a cocky. I'm sucking her. Oh, you like that? Oh, I know you do. You have so big dick. You can't forget those balls. So fat and heavy and slapping my face. Filled with fresh hot cum to paint my throat. God, you know how much I love sucking cock. That one drop is gonna escape my whore mouth. This is so much. Oh god. That was so fucking good. You came alive for me? Oh, I'm so happy.
Just wait till I get back. Your dick is gonna feel like I'm punishing it. God, that was so fucking hot. And the taboo. The cheating. Awesome. This is different than last time, isn't it? Actually seeing each other's bodies. It was just so hot. God, this is so twisted. Remember when I would babysit you and how I'd lock you in your room so I could watch R-rated movies because you were too big of a baby to watch them with me? And now here you are, with your full-grown, hard, thick baby brother cock wobbling in my face just seconds ago, ramming into the back of my throat. God, just look at it. My boyfriend's doesn't even compare. Or any cock I've had, for that matter. And it's not just how thick your cock is or how good it tastes or feels. The fact that it's my brother's cock, the one dick I should never feel or taste, is just so forbidden. The way you're looking at me, you're just devouring my body with your eyes. Go on. You can touch me. You might as well. He already licked my pussy and fucked my mouth. I guess feeling me up is nothing to sweat about. Jeez, what is it with guys and boobs anyway? They're just boobs. Soft, warm, squishy, perky things. Oh, they are nice though. When you rub them like that. Careful. I had told you before that my breasts are sensitive, especially my nipples. Oh, jeez. God, that is so you. I tell you to be careful with my nipples and you go straight for them. God, they're making me all cushy. Your fingers trailing on my skin tickles. No, don't touch my tummy. Jeez, you dweeb, it's just my belly button. No, don't poke the belly. God, I hate that game. Poke the belly. You were really poking my belly on the way here, weren't you? Poking deep inside my guts. Damn, you're just throbbing. You really like my dirty mouth, don't you? That was not an invitation to start fucking my face. It turn you on knowing what you've done to me? Fucking my tight holes. Making me squeal and moan as you filled up my baby room with your little brother cum. You wanna feel the inside of my mouth now? Your fingers? Like how long my tongue is? Surprised, weren't you? How nimble it can be. How warm and wet it can make you. Be honest. Which feels better? My mouth or my pussy? My pussy is really nice. Impossibly hot, tight, coiling around you, trying to milk your meat of everything it's worth. But she doesn't have a tongue, does she? My mouth isn't as tight as my kitty, but I can get it close enough, and I can control the suction of going up and down the length of your cock, and then my tongue lapping at you while you're in. My mouth licking you like an ice cream cone. You're just going crazy thinking about it. Ooh, I guess we've come to your favorite part. God, you're such an ass man. It must have been tough all those years with me flaunting around in nothing but my frilly panties and shirt shorts, huh? Hey! Careful with my booty. Oh, Gwen, why does that feel good? You press all of my buttons. Nice and round cheeks, aren't they? I bet you can feel my ass pressing through your fingers, huh? See how fat and jiggly she is? Here, let me just shake it in your face a little bit. Jesus. I can't believe my little brother's face is literally ass deep in me. That's right, dweeb. Grab her, feel her up. How perfect she feels in your hands and face. How perfect she fitted in your lap. Oh, hey. I didn't say you could do that, no. Don't spread my cheeks, oh god. I'm on full display for you now. You can see everything. You can see both my little holes. How's my kitty? She's pretty slick now after eating me out, huh? Oh, the finger skin. You really like feeling my insides. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, little bro. I love it when I get fingered by a boy. Absolutely love it. Especially long, thick fingers like yours. Hey! Don't tug at my pubic hairs. Oh! Ow. Don't think you can get away just by ramming three fingers in. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Just like that. What are you doing with that thumb? You're rubbing against my blows. Stop it. You're making her twitch. I've never done anything back there. It's just... Oh, oh. Fine. Just this once. Since this is the only time you're gonna see me like this. Just go slow. Please, slow. Yeah, just rub your finger around her for a second. Hey, don't spit on her. Oh, damn. Oh, damn it. Why is that getting me wetter? Okay, now, use it in. Is it just? Oh, this feels different. Different good, little bro. Don't finger my pussy at the same time. Oh my god. My little brother's finger fucking my ass and pussy. Oh, how the hell do you do that? You're a fucking virgin. Okay, sorry, you were a fucking virgin, although I don't know if fucking your sister's brains out on a road trip counts, or at least it isn't something that you would be bragging to your friends.
Fuck no, you will tell no one of this.
I don't care if you were just joking, it's not funny. I don't care if all your friends would love to fuck me, jeez, just... Let's stop for a second, okay? So, tell me, how did you learn all that stuff? You don't have a girlfriend, do you? Porn? Figures you're a porn addict, you little pervert. Okay, take it easy. I didn't mean anything by it. Jeez, I'm still allowed to poke fun at you. I'm your big sister. Okay, so the plan got severely derailed.
Royally derailed.
We got to get this out of our system. We have to. I'm your older sister. You're my little brother. And we need things to get back to how things were before this trip started. Where you were just my dweeby little brother who bugged me. Instead of the hot, thick cock that stuffed my guts and filled my stomach full of sticky, warm cum. So, how about a new plan? A new deal? We've already done so much right now. In complete view of each other. So, this is what I'm offering you, little brother. As of right now, I am yours. You can fuck me as hard as you want. You can rail me for as long as you can. And you can nut in me, on me, wherever you need, until your balls are empty. You can take out years of frustrations from before and from the future all out on me right now. All the years I give you shit for made life a living hell for you. This is your one and only chance to take your revenge out on my tight little hose. Because once your balls are drained and your cum is sticky coating my insides, we're done. No more sex. No more blowjobs. No more anything. Look. Don't give me that look. I'm the eldest here, so I have to be the responsible one. I can't be like you, a hormone-driven sex fiend wanting to pump load after load into a forbidden pussy you shouldn't be filling. I can't help it myself. I mean, fuck. You just finger-fucked me and filled my stomach with your cum. I should be disgusted. Instead, I'm literally dripping wet. I'm practically gushing for your cock to pound me again. So, we need to do this. We need to burn off all this sexual tension. For the sake of our family, we need to do this. But as soon as we leave this motel, none of this ever happened. Got it? I go back to being your domineering older sister, and you go back to being my little dweeb. Please. I don't think I can stand this anymore. I need you. Please? Oh, God. I can't believe I'm about to do this. But since we're forgetting everything after this, I can be truthful with you and tell you things I would never, ever tell you. Like, well, for starters, your cock is fucking amazing. I'm still in shock at how perfect it is. I mean, Jesus, you're the right size, the right thickness, even the right girth. You fill me up so good, and when you go deep, I can feel you knocking against my fucking cervix. Oh my God, you're such a moron. The cervix is the entrance to my womb, you know? My baby room? Yeah. Your cock fits me in there so perfectly. It does kind of hurt when you go that deep, though, but it hurts in a good way. Shit, I can still feel you in there. It's almost like you molded my kitty into your shape. Holy shit, that got you going. Jesus, I didn't think you could get any bigger, but you're really throbbing now. I'm just gonna get you ready for the main event. You like it when I talk about your dick, huh? It gets you off hearing your big bad sister going gaga for your meat. God, all you guys are the same.
Always about what you got swing between your legs. Although to be fair, your dick is like nothing I've ever had. Besides the size and compatibility with me, your recovery is beyond comprehension. Just a few hours ago, you were balls deep in me, filling my needy big sister Lucy with sticky little brother baby batter, only to have your gooey cock sucked dry by my slutty mouth and tongue, like not even 10 minutes ago. You were filling my stomach with hot cum. Thanks for dinner, by the way. And you're still fucking hard. Seriously, I've had seniors and grown men. Last only a single shot. What grown men? Nothing. Just forget about that. My point is, your stamina is amazing. Godlike, even. Oh, shut up. I know you didn't say anything. You said it with that smirk. Look, just because I'm complimenting your dick doesn't mean... Oh, you would say I'm worshipping it? Oh, yeah? How about this?
Then you stole a dirty little mouth. It's so fucking dirty in there. It's not. You know, you stole a being wet little bit here. Take my dirty mouth off. Fucking stuff me. Goes my tongue. Feels on your cock. They're sucking. Looking. Getting to lap by it. All over my dirty looking mouth. Yeah. I love your cock. I love your cock so fucking much. It's so dirty and fun. It feels so good.
That got you to shut up. Pity this will never happen after we leave. I could get you to shut up and do my chores so easy. New game, dweeb. If you come before I finish, no fucking. Oh, that got your attention. You may have the perfect cock, but do you have the perfect control? This feels more like old times. Me bullying you and you sitting there quivering at my mercy. Let's put you back into your place, little brother. Anything you want to say to me, little bro?
You're sorry for being mean. I guess I'll let you have your way with me then, since you've been good. But know this, little brother. I could have you emptying your heavy balls in 3 seconds flat anytime I wanted you. Easy, bro. Easy, jeez. I guess that worked a little too well, huh? Okay. 3. Think of something to cool your jets. Otherwise, you'll blow your load all over, my friend, before you even enter me. Okay. Think of the ocean. The rippling waves. Oh, jeez. Sorry, I'm just trying to help. Okay, how about dead kittens? 2-week essays? The canceling of Firefly.
Wow, that definitely helped. What else? How about mom naked?
Jesus!
That had the reverse effect. Ew!
You think mom is hot?
Oh god, you little pervert. I guess no one is safe in our family from your sexual thoughts.
I'm just a younger version of mom. Jeez, thanks, bro. So what does that make mom? The final model? The fully developed model? Look, you little shit. If what happened between us is vanishing after tonight, that does not give you permission to go after mom. I'm not accusing you of planning it. I'm just saying. God, this is a mood killer. Look, maybe this was a bad idea.
I guess not. Okay. It looks like you're ready. I'm gonna guide you in, okay? I really need to see this. I need to see your cock going into me. So just sit back, enjoy the show, and let me. Okay? I'm just gonna kind of tip in now. Just gonna rub you against the pussy lips. You like that? The heat coming from my sweet little big sister pussy. She's fucking wet for you right now. Okay. Now we're just gonna lower you in a bit more. Fuck. Your dick head is splitting my lips apart. Looks like we've done it. Your dick is inside me. Sort of. Look, you know your girth is definitely more than anything I've experienced before. Even if you did loosen me up earlier, my kitty is still tight. She closes back up fast. Plus, we don't have any of Dad's stupid potholes to jumpstart your whole fucking cock into me in one go, so we just gotta keep easing you in. Man, this is so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. It's probably my boyfriend again. Wouldn't want him to hear me. Oh, I'm trying to fit your giant cock in me. Oh, fuck. There goes another inch. Now ease it. Fuck!
I did it! Oh, ram me! Oh, God! No, no, no! Go easy on me, please! Please go easy! Easy! Fuck! I can feel you really going deep now! What are you doing?
No! No! Don't grab my phone!
Hi, baby! I'm just doing my exercises right now. That's why I'm breathing so deep. Oh, I miss you too, baby. I miss what? No, no, nothing. Just pull the muscle again. Oh, I know I've been doing that a lot. I wish you were here to help me stretch it out too, baby. I think I should just lie down for a bit. Yes, I'm coming home in a few days. I'll talk to you later.
You are such an asshole, huh?
You didn't want this to end? It would be a shame if it did. This is the best sex I've ever had. It's just so fucking wrong and I love it. Every inch of it. Could you imagine if we kept each other? No more masturbating. We could just go into each other's rooms and just fuck to our heart's content. Hide it from our parents. Just adding more space to this fucking taboo. Oh god, I love your cock. I love how hot it is. It hits me right there in my stomach. I swear I can feel you in my throat. You like it? When I talk about what our future could be. I can see me wearing all my slutty bikinis in the house, teasing your aching cock until the moment our parents are out of sight, and then I'd be at your mercy. I can imagine you making me bend over in the hallway, just outside the family room while mom and dad are engrossed in some TV show. Pulling my flimsy panties down my poor wiggling little ass. You keep a hand over my mouth so I wouldn't make too much noise as you slowly slide your thick cock in and out of my slippery tight snatch. Oh god, I bet you'd hold out your orgasm until mom or dad called for one of us and then blasted my hot mouth full of sticky baby brother goo. I can already imagine what I'd say to them as I try to hide your cum leaking down my thighs. Oh, you could leave my bedroom door wide open after school, merrily pummeling my tiny twat as I lay on my back in my bed, whimpering and squirming wildly, timing your ejaculation so that the first squirt of your cum fires up my greedy baby hole just as mom comes in the front door from work. We're lucky because she would never come straight upstairs. She's always sorting the mail, grabbing a glass of wine. But if she did, she would walk in on my little brother squeezing my fat ass in both hands as you filled my bald little cunt with hot, sticky sperm. This is what I was afraid of. This feels too good. We're gonna be addicted to this. Oh, mom and dad are gonna notice. Stop fighting, bickering. Every time we'll have an argument, we'll just fuck the shit out of each other. Oh god, yes. You got your big cock and your big sister, you nasty fuck. Oh, you're so fucking bad. You know you shouldn't be fucking me like this. Oh, slap my ass. Slap it. Yeah. Pull my hair. Fuck your sister. Fuck me. Fuck. You dirty fuck. You came in me again. God. Oh, what did you eat? It's just pouring out of me. I feel so warm. Well, like I said earlier, this is just a one. Hey, that's not fair. Okay. If you're not finished, I guess we can keep going.
Good morning, Mom.
Yeah, I slept amazingly.
Oh, you guys didn't sleep okay?
Some young couple kept screwing around last night too loud. God, I'm so sorry you guys didn't get any rest.
Oh, we're staying another night?
No, I'll tell him.
Oh, I don't think he'll mind at all.
I'll tell him we've been extended for just one more night. Sharing the bed is a pain, but
What can you do? He's my little brother, and I love him.